Chapter 9. Conception. "I can't conceive a child," Alice complained to Mira. "It's already the second miscarriage. I don't know what to do." "Don't worry, my dear. It means that the time has not come yet. You don't need to hurry with it," answered the tutor. "After all, the main thing is not just to give birth, but to attract a great soul for incarnation, and this requires a special combination of stars. God tells you with this situation that you have to prepare yourself to attract such a soul. That is why you cannot conceive yet. But I have good news for you. Soon, Prajna will do a great ritual, and you can take part in it. She will do it in a special place of power, where an ancient temple is still preserved. But the way there is difficult. I've already arranged it, and they'll give us quadricycles and buggies to test drive."
"Oh, thank you,"
Alice rejoiced.
"I'm so anxious to see her, for she has lifted me up, and Arthur has told me so much about this woman."
At the appointed time, the caravan of ATVs and buggies set off. Mira, Naya, Lyria, and their best students were in it. Every available space was filled with equipment, backpacks, tents, and gasoline canisters. When the arduous journey to the place of power came to an end, the companions came to a clearing where Prajna was waiting for them. They threw off their backpacks and clothes and happily washed themselves in the waters of the waterfall, collected firewood, and made a fire. Then they nourished with food and herbal tea, listened attentively to Prajna.
"This is an unusual time, the summer solstice," she said. "The most powerful rituals have always been performed at this time. Just now, the cosmic influence of the sun on the earth is intensifying, and a new program is being set, which we can contribute to by performing rituals."
Mira told Prajna about Alice's problem of conceiving.
"Yes, solstice day is perfect for that,"
the woman nodded, touching the large yellow-red stone on her pendant.
"And today, before the solstice, in the evening, we will conduct a ritual of sacrifice to get rid of all unnecessary, negative, bad habits. And tomorrow morning, for the attraction of the great soul for conception. Tomorrow's ritual is a ritual to attract any desires."
Prajna explained how to prepare for the rituals, and the people, seated in a clearing, began to bake together the bread to be offered as a sacrifice during the ritual. In the evening, when it began to become dusk, everyone went to the sanctuary. A fire was burning around it in a special trough, as if separating the sanctuary from the world of people by a wall of flame, the fiery river Smoradina. But at one place, the fire was not burning. There was a bridge of Calamus, which represented the entrance to the world of the gods. After reciting the incantation, the people followed Prajna into the sanctuary beyond the wall of fire. There were three ancient idols and an altar in front of them, where fire was also burning. Having performed the ritual of sacrifice, people felt relief, having parted with their negativity, diseases, vices, and bad habits, surrendering them to the sacred fire together with a sacrifice in the form of recently baked bread. The next day, people began to prepare for a new ritual to attract wishes from the morning, and also baked bread together. When Arthur had a good moment, he asked Prajna, "Why do we celebrate Ivan Kupala on the 22nd of June, and not on the 7th of July, as the Christians do?"
"The fact is," explained Prajna, "it is the solstice day, and the priests have even forgotten about it, because they reject astrology. And since they did not take into account that there are not exactly 365 days in the year, but a few hours more, they accumulated 2 weeks of time difference. And all the holidays of Orthodoxy were also shifted by 2 weeks. Catholics were a little more aware, and they have no such displacement. They celebrate both Ivan Kupala and Christmas more correctly, although they do not take into account that there are small shifts in dates and celebrate always on the 22nd. And the solstice always comes differently. In the interval from the 21st to the 23rd day, Therefore, it is necessary to check all dates with astrological indications, and not blindly follow the calendar.
Arthur nodded, thanking Prajna for her detailed account. When the preparations were complete, the spiritual disciples, led by the tutor, went to the sanctuary again. There were three idols standing just like the first time. In the center was Rod, the main god, who gave birth to the whole world. His body was divided into three parts, three worlds, Pravi, Yavi, and Navi. Pravi, the worlds of the gods or the worlds of the future, Yavi, the earth world or the world of the present, and Navi, the world of the ancestors or the world of the past. The very body of Rod formed a square, symbolizing the four sides of the world, the four elements that made up the entire creation. To the right of Rod was the idol of Svarog, and to the left, the idol of Lada, the gods of harmony who maintain order in these worlds. In front of Rod, there was a sacrificial stone, and a little farther, Krada, a fire pit for burning the sacrifice. People stopped in front of the idols and began to pass the bread around the circle, making a wish. At the same time, they thought about what they would sacrifice to fulfill this wish. Someone wanted to sacrifice his own laziness. Someone was going to give money for a children's center. Someone decided to do spiritual practices for an hour every day. One could wish for anything that would help to live and develop better in this world. Then the bread was placed on the altar, and Prajna recited an incantation over it and offered it to Rod. The same was done with a cup of kvass. Then, after sprinkling the kvass on the bread, Prajna put it on the fire, and the bread was quickly taken up, releasing puffs of smoke to the sky. Alice looked up at the smoke and saw in it the face of her future child. She was overjoyed and greeted him, folding her hands in a gesture of prayer. In the evening, she and Arthur secluded themselves in a hut on the sacred place to conceive a child.
"Now we will have the future savior of mankind, the great Messiah," said Prajna, smiling happily.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.